Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We have a break right now in the speechifying that's going on in the Senate. We just heard the lies of Chuck Schumer, and prior to that, we had the Democrats as or the Republicans as the Democrats are going nuclear. They brought out the duck and cover turtle, Mitch McConnell. Any of you who remember those films that they inflicted on us in our childhood? Nevertheless. Let's deconstruct some of what Chuck Schumer was saying. He said, this is absolutely not anything at all like 1999. Yeah, because it's now a different party coming after the president. And I just read you some of the things he said back in 1999. He would only talk about Paula Jones, you know, the victim of sexual assault by Bill Clinton, the person who was denigrated by Hillary Clinton as trailer trash. I didn't talk about Kathleen Willey, didn't talk about Juanita Broderick, didn't talk about the rapes and the violence and the biting and so forth. You know, the headlines say Chuck Schumer's 1999 letter about impeachment comes back to bite him. Well, nobody talked about Bill Clinton biting the women that he sexually assaulted. They didn't talk about their financial crimes. And they continue on with the Clinton Foundation. Nevertheless, let's talk about the central lie of Chuck Schumer. The fact that this is totally different from the above-board process that they had for Bill Clinton. As I pointed out, the House managers, that's what they call the prosecutors, the impeachment happens in the House. They essentially have an indictment, and then they present their case to the Senate. Well, in 1999, they did that over a period of 3 days. I don't know if they're... I keep hearing them say, well, they're going to do this in the dead of night. They did it over 3 days, and it might have been 8 hours per day. That would have been about 24 hours. Okay? And Chuck, and what they're concerned about is that Mitch McConnell wants to do this 12 hours a day over 2 days. Okay, so they're going to go extra hours. They're going to work a little bit harder. And he's very upset about the fact that it's not going to be in prime time or something because, you know, this is all about the show. It is a show. You know, when are they going to have the singing and the dancing? And when is Hollywood going to show up and so forth? I mean, this is what it's about. This is their concern about it, that Mitch McConnell wants to move this along so that maybe they could actually get something done. No, they don't want to get anything done. They want to stretch this out for months, well into the presidential race. That's all this is about, quite frankly. And so back in 1999, they did this. They presented their case for 3 days. And then they had a defense presentation present their case for 3 days. When they presented it, the case against Bill Clinton, they had excerpts from the videotaped grand jury testimony where Bill Clinton lied under oath. And then they said that this was this justified removal of the president from the office by virtue of, quote, willful, premeditated, deliberate corruption of the nation's system of justice through perjury and obstruction of justice. Those were the two charges against Bill Clinton. And then you heard Chuck Schumer say, well, these guys want to change the rules so that anybody can have a motion to dismiss at any period in time. And that precisely is what Senator KKK Robert Byrd did in 1999. He moved to dismiss. It failed on a party line vote of 56 to 44. And then the Senate voted down motions to move directly to a vote on the articles of impeachment and to suppress videotaped depositions of witnesses from public release. So then over a 3 day period, they called in witnesses and took videotaped closed door depositions. They called in Monica Lewinsky, Clinton's friend Vernon Jordan, and White House aide Sidney Blumenthal. And then they had their vote. That is what he's saying is so different and unprecedented. And that's exactly what they're talking about doing. We'll have more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. You know, facts are a stubborn thing, and we do have historical facts to contradict what Chuck E. Schumer was saying. As I pointed out, it began in 1999. He said, this is totally different than what we did with the impeachment of Bill Clinton. No, it isn't. For 3 days, from January the 14th to the 16th, they had the managers coming from the House, essentially presenting the prosecution side. And so that was January the 14th through the 16th. Then they started on January the 19th through the 21st. They had people in defense of Bill Clinton presenting their arguments. And then we went about 6 days. Well, I don't know what they were doing. You know, the Senate likes to take a lot of recesses and vacations and they campaign and so forth. Then you had the Senator KKK Robert Byrd have a motion to dismiss. Now, this is something that really got Chuck Schumer upset. You can't have a motion to dismiss at any period of time. Well, that's exactly what they did back in 1999. He was there. He knows that. And Mitch McConnell knows that. That happened. Now, that did not pass. They continued on with it. So then on February the 1st through the 3rd, they had three witnesses that came in. They videotaped their testimony rather than having live witnesses. And then on February the 8th, they had closing arguments with each side being given 3 hours. Now, can you imagine if they give closing arguments only 3 hours of some ancient windbag politician talking, how the Democrats are going to flip out about that? This isn't fair. You know, we need prime time and we need to be able to go on for a very long time. Anyway, they had 3 hours to make their closing arguments from each side. And the Republicans who had, again, the charges were, and it was a very clear charge, that Bill Clinton had lied under oath to cover up what he thought was going to be something that made him look bad. You know, the fact that he had used his position of power in a Me Too way. They didn't have the Me Too meme back then, but it was what he did with Monica Lewinsky. It was consensual. She was an adult, and nevertheless, it was his power. And we had had all of these Democrat women just prior to that coming after Clarence Thomas, trying to make sure that he didn't get on the Supreme Court, because there was one accusation without any witnesses saying that he had made some remarks. Anita Hill didn't even allege that he did anything to her, let alone violent sexual assault or rape, which were the allegations against President Clinton with other people. And all of these women, including Anita Hill, came down on the side of President Clinton just a couple of years later. And so anyway, they said a failure to convict will make the statement that lying under oath, while unpleasant and to be avoided, is not all that serious. Well, certainly it's not all that serious for the Clintons. And it's not serious at all for James Clapper, who lied under oath, under congressional testimony, to all of America about Dragnet surveillance. And then he was exposed by the Ed Snowden leaks within just a month to be lying. And yet, over 5 years, not a single Democrat, and to their shame, not a single Republican, called him into question and tried to indict him for a clear case of perjury. And so really, they did set a precedent there that not only Bill Clinton, but anybody in the deep state, anybody that they have a policy disagreement with, they will not enforce the idea of perjury, even if it is lying to Congress. They don't care if it's James Clapper or if it's Bill Clinton. Now, if you're Roger Stone, on the other hand, they will try to send you to jail for an extended period of time. And the failure to convict Bill Clinton also sent a very strong message to everybody that all of their whining about what had happened allegedly to Anita Hill, what would later become the biggest story of the last couple of years, I guess, Me Too, for at least the Hollywood crowd, that didn't matter to them at all if it was one of their people. You see, Democrats and the deep state cannot commit crime. The only true crime is to propose a policy that they don't like or to investigate them for their crimes. If you do either one of those, they will try to remove you from office. Now, how did it wind up? Well, we all know that Bill Clinton did not get removed from office. On the two charges on perjury, they had only 45 people in the Senate vote guilty. 55 said not guilty. Now, that was a clear jury nullification case. They won't call it that because they're a bunch of lawyers and they don't want to use that term because they want to keep you in the dark. All this talk from Chuck Schumer about how, oh, they want to have this testimony late at night. They want to keep you in the dark. They want to keep you in the dark about jury nullification. Even Alan Dershowitz, who was defending President Trump, I guess somebody went to him and said, you need a criminal lawyer. You know, like Better Call Saul. You need a criminal lawyer. Yeah, I know. No, you need a criminal lawyer. Well, you know, Bill Clinton, or President Trump did not commit any crime with these charges that they have brought against him. It's not a crime to investigate corruption. It's not a crime to delay foreign aid to Ukraine if you think that they're corrupt. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to be a lot more stingy and have a lot more conditions on foreign aid. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to stop it altogether. But nevertheless, he did not commit any crime. But Alan Dershowitz has defended, if you remember, he's defended O.J. Simpson. He defended Jeffrey Epstein. And when we look at this particular case, there was absolutely no question that Bill Clinton committed perjury. No question. They had the dress. They had objective evidence. And that's one of the reasons why Ken Starr couldn't look the other way, because Ken Starr also was a defender of Jeffrey Epstein. And he defended the football team there at Baylor when he was president, when they violently sexually assaulted women. He doesn't have a problem with that. He will do whatever men in power want him to do. But the Senate there, by 55 to 45, essentially did jury nullification. They looked at it and they said, yes, of course, we all know that he had an affair. We got the stain on the dress and we have him on videotape lying under oath. Objectively, he committed perjury. No question about it. But we don't agree with the penalty. We don't think that it's strong enough that he should be removed from office for whatever reason. And that's called jury nullification. When you know that the person objectively committed the crime, but you don't agree with the law, or you don't agree with the penalty removing him from office. That's called jury nullification. And I wish we had somebody other than lawyers like Alan Dershowitz be honest with us and just say, it's a case for jury nullification. This, even if it were true, and it's not true, even if it were true, it would not be a crime, really, and it would not be serious enough to warrant the removal of office. But it's not true. I've said this from the very beginning. I remember when the documents were released. They were released live on the morning show that I host here before this show every morning. And you know, I got handed the documents. I said, look at this. First of all, this complaint. The guy says, well, I heard it from other people. I said, how do you have a complaint and the basis for an impeachment on hearsay evidence? And who was it that told him this? Oh, well, we can't talk about Eric CIA Romella. Or anybody else. I mean, obvious to us what is going on with this, isn't it? And the fact that President Trump, even before that, immediately declassified the transcript. I said, look at this. You've got even the president of Ukraine saying, yeah, you know, we've got a lot of corruption here in Ukraine and we want to drain the swamp. He said that before President Trump said anything to him about that. He brought up the corruption in Ukraine. And like Rand Paul said, since when can we are we bound, as a president bound, to give money to foreign aid to a country, even if we know it's got rampant corruption in that country? Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this. We have turned everything upside down. Foreign aid must be given regardless of how corrupt the government is. The president doesn't set foreign policy. The Senate does. Well, none of that is true. None of that is true. Just like they said the president couldn't build the wall. He couldn't use the military to defend our country. But he could build as many military bases, as many airfields as he wants to in Syria. He must defend the border between Turkey and Syria to defend the Kurds and so forth, but don't do anything to defend Americans. And we're told that by the Democrats. We're told that by the judicial tyrants. Oh, by the way, we have to end judicial supremacy. And we'll be talking more about the show trial when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got the impeachment trial in the Senate underway. We're going to go back to that live feed. Mitch McConnell is speaking. Let's join what's going on in the Senate.
The following documents, which were received by the Secretary of the Senate, will be submitted to the Senate for printing in the Senate Journal pursuant to the order of January 16, 2020. The answer of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, to the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against him on January 16, 2020, received by the Secretary of the Senate on January 18, 2020. The trial brief filed by the House of Representatives received by the Secretary of the Senate on January 18, 2020. The trial brief filed by the President received by the Secretary of the Senate on January 20, 2020. The replication of the House of Representatives received by the Secretary of the Senate on January 20, 2020. And the rebuttal brief filed by the House of Representatives received by the Secretary of the Senate on January 21, 2020. Without objection, the foregoing documents will be printed in the congressional record. I note the presence in the House of the Senate, in the Senate chamber, of the managers on the part of the House of Representatives and counsel for the President of the United States.
Mr. Chief Justice.
The Majority Leader is recognized.
I send to the desk a list of floor privileges for closed sessions. It's been agreed to by both sides. I ask that it be inserted in the record and agreed to by unanimous consent.
Without objection.
For the further information of all senators, I'm about to send a resolution to the desk providing for an outline of the next steps in these proceedings. It will be debatable by parties for 2 hours, equally divided. Senator Schumer will then send an amendment to the resolution to the desk. Once that amendment has been offered and reported, we'll have a brief recess. When we reconvene, Senator Schumer's amendment will be debatable by the parties for 2 hours. Upon the use or yielding back of time, I intend to move to table Senator Schumer's amendment. And so, Mr. Chief Justice, I send a resolution to the desk and ask that it be read.
The clerk will read the resolution.
Senate Resolution 483, to provide for related procedures concerning the articles of impeachment against Donald John Trump, President of the United States. Resolved, that the House of Representatives shall file its record with the Secretary of the Senate, which will consist of those publicly available materials that have been submitted to or produced by the House Judiciary Committee, including transcripts of public hearings or markups in any materials printed by the House of Representatives or the House Judiciary Committee pursuant to House Resolution 660. Materials in this record will be admitted into evidence subject to any hearsay, evidentiary, or other objections that the President may make after opening presentations are concluded. All materials filed pursuant to this paragraph shall be printed and made available to all parties. The President and the House of Representatives shall have until 9 a.m. on Wednesday, January 22, 2020, to file any motions permitted under the rules of impeachment, with the exception of motions to subpoena witnesses or documents or any other evidentiary motions. Responses to any such motions shall be filed no later than 11 a.m. on Wednesday, January 22, 2020. All materials filed pursuant to this paragraph shall be filed with the Secretary and be printed and made available to all parties. Arguments on such motions shall begin at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 22, 2020, and each side may determine the number of persons to make its presentation, following which the Senate shall deliberate, if so ordered, under the impeachment rules, and vote on any such motions. Following the disposition of such motions, or if no motions are made, then the House of Representatives shall make its presentation in support of the articles of impeachment for a period of time not to exceed 24 hours over up to 3 session days. Following the House of Representatives' presentation, the President shall make his presentation for a period not to exceed 24 hours over up to 3 session days. Each side may determine the number of persons to make its presentation.
Upon the conclusion of the President's presentation, just like it was with Clinton. I mean, they can either have 3 8-hour days or 2 12-hour days.
Not to exceed 16 hours. Upon the conclusion of questioning by the Senate, there shall be 4 hours of argument by the parties, equally divided, followed by deliberation by the Senate, if so ordered under the impeachment rules, on the question of whether it shall be in order to consider and debate under the impeachment rules any motion to subpoena witnesses or documents. The Senate, without any intervening action, motion, or amendment, shall then decide by the yeas and nays whether it shall be in order to consider and debate under the impeachment rules any motion to subpoena witnesses or documents. Following the disposition of that question, other motions provided under the impeachment rules shall be in order. If the Senate agrees to allow either the House of Representatives or the President to subpoena witnesses, the witnesses shall first be deposed, and the Senate shall decide after deposition which witnesses shall testify pursuant to the impeachment rules. No testimony shall be admissible in the Senate unless the parties have had an opportunity to depose such witnesses. At the conclusion of deliberations by the Senate shall vote on each article of impeachment.
The resolution is arguable by the parties for 2 hours equally divided. Mr. Manager Schiff, are you a proponent or opponent of this motion?
Managers are in opposition to this resolution.
Thank you. Mr. Cipollone, are you a proponent or opponent of the motion?
Mr. Chief Justice, we are a proponent of the motion.
Then, Mr. Cipollone, your side may proceed first and will be able to reserve rebuttal time if you wish.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. Majority Leader McConnell, Democratic Leader Schumer, Senators, my name is Pat Cipollone. I am here as counsel to the President of the United States. Our team is proud to be here representing President Trump. We support this resolution. It is a fair way to proceed with this trial. It is modeled on the Clinton resolution, which had 100 senators supporting it the last time this body considered an impeachment. It requires the House managers to stand up and make their opening statement and make their case. They have delayed bringing this impeachment to this House for 33 days, 33 days to this body, and it's time to start with this trial. It's a fair process. They will have the opportunity.
We have to take a break. We're going
to
be right back, and we're going to take a look at this, folks. There is nothing different about the process that's been described here based on what they did with Bill Clinton in 1999, but the Democrats are trying to pin it's totally different because, you know, they just can't help from lying. That's what that's what they are. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8, 9 years ago when I started taking X2 of the products in InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to the Senate trial here as they have now Adam Schiff is speaking. I know you can't wait to get back to Adam Schiff, but before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWars, because products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what fund this program, what fund my program in the morning, War Room in the afternoon, everything that we do. All the reporters that we just had in Virginia at that rally, to show you the size and how peaceful the crowd was there, because we've got the mainstream media lying about it beforehand, lying about it still. And so it's very important that you have an alternative free press that can give you the story. And that's why they have worked so hard to shut us down. But what we run off of are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we try to make that a win-win situation for you. We've got X2 Nascent Iodine has been sold out for weeks, but it's now back in stock and 40% off. We also have our Tri-Iodine. That's our Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. That is also in stock, and it is 40% off. Or you can get the two of them together, because they do work together. You can get that 50% off and get free shipping. As a matter of fact, take a look at the product reviews that are on InfoWarsStore.com. For example, for a Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, one person gave it 5 stars, said, "I can't even believe what this combined with Super Male Vitality has done for me. It's like getting blasted with those heart restarting paddles in the hospital." Another person said, "This stuff is powerful. I had no idea how essential iodine was until I started taking this stuff. I've had brain fog since I was a teen. I take 3 drops of this every morning, and the mental clarity I get is unreal, not to mention the energy." You know, we have this type of thing happen all the time with us. We'll give a sample of a product to a friend, whether it is pollen block or whether it is our all-natural knockout. We had a friend who mentioned that her husband was having difficulty sleeping, so he gave this. He said, "Try this." He tried everything. Just like I said, my wife has tried everything with pollen block. Everything for her sinuses, nothing worked until she tried pollen block. And his friend who had a lot of problems sleeping got a great night's sleep. 3 nights in a row. Hadn't been able to sleep. And so then he said, "Well, yeah, I'm going to stop it for a couple of nights and see, maybe just something else changed." And again, he couldn't sleep. So they came back and said, "We got to buy that stuff. Well, tell us how we get that." That is something that you can do with your friends, because this stuff really works. And we call it nutraceuticals because it's made from natural nutrients. It's safe, it's effective, and now we got many of these products that are deeply discounted. We have also the Clean and Boost Yourself in 2020 special. We have 4 products together. We have Lung Cleanse Plus. We have Winter Sun, which is our vitamin D3. And we have Immune Gargle, Pollen Block, and Myco ZX Plus. You can get all of those together, and you can save 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. As a matter of fact, we have a new special, and this is the one that I just read. So this is the same X2 and X3 Nascent Iodine. I'll just mention that again. I was told this is a new special, but I think it looks the same. We have the two of them together, 50% off and free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Very vital for this operation. If you don't buy these products, we will not be here. That's the way to make this go away, is if you don't support these products. And we really do need, at this time, your support. We've had a lot of increase in terms of our viewership. But right now, after Christmas, we've had a big drop-off in sales. So we really do need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a lot of great products there at great prices to support your health. All right, let's go back to the trial. We have, again, Adam Schiff getting his moment in the spotlight. Adam Schiff.
Okay, one of you is. And unless this trial is going to be different from every other impeachment trial or any other kind of trial for that matter, you must allow the prosecution and defense, the House manager and the president's lawyers, to call relevant witnesses. You must subpoena documents that the president has blocked, but which bear on his guilt or innocence. You must impartially do justice as your oath requires. So what does a fair trial look like in the context of impeachment? The short answer is it looks like every other trial. First, the resolution should allow the House managers to obtain documents that have been withheld. First, not last, because the documents will inform the decision about which witnesses are most important to call.
This is a guy who wouldn't let them call witnesses are called during the impeachment
documentary
process.
Evidence.
You'll have to
will
ask
be
me before you call witnesses. No, by the way, the answer the ahead of time is no.
Any other order makes no sense. Next, the resolution should allow the House managers to call their witnesses. And then the president should be allowed to do the same, and any rebuttal witnesses. And when the evidentiary portion of the trial ends,
the president call witnesses?
The parties
don't do that now.
You deliberate and render a verdict. If there's a dispute as to whether a particular witness is relevant or material to the charges brought, under the Senate rules, the Chief Justice would rule on the issue of materiality. Why should this trial be different than any other trial? The short answer is,
why
shouldn't.
Was the House trial any different from any other trial?
Would turn the trial process on its head. His resolution requires the House to prove its case without witnesses, without documents, and only after it's done will such questions be entertained with no guarantee that any witnesses or any documents will be allowed even then. That process makes no sense.
They're trying to enlarge this because they know they didn't prove the
case.
So
what is the harm of
waiting? They don't have a crime.
Until the
Bill Clinton was charged with over 11 felonies. Now, they didn't put that in the indictment.
The question of documents.
President Trump was charged with zero felonies and two non-crimes.
Backwards, trial first, then evidence. Besides the fact that the documents would inform the decision on which witnesses and help in their questioning. The harm is this. You will not have any of the evidence the president continues to conceal throughout most or all of the trial. And although the evidence against the president is already overwhelming, you may never know the full scope of the president's misconduct or those around
him.
And neither will the American people. The charges here involve the sacrifice of our national security at home and abroad, and a threat to the integrity of the next election. If there are additional remedial steps
all foreign aid to every corrupt
American people
banana republic, that threatens our security.
But if, as the public already jaded by experience has come to suspect, this resolution is merely the first step of an effort orchestrated by the White House to rush the trial, hide the evidence, and render a fast verdict, or worse, a fast dismissal, to make the president go away as quickly as possible to cover up his misdeeds, then the American people will be deprived of a fair trial. And they never learn
just
how deep
for the entire presidential campaign because they can't win on issues.
Security and elections remain hidden. The harm will also endure for this body. If the Senate allows the president to get away with such extensive obstruction, it will affect the Senate's power of subpoena and oversight just as much as the House. The Senate's ability to conduct oversight will be beholden to the desires of this president and future presidents. Whether he or she decides they want to cooperate with a Senate investigation or another impeachment inquiry and trial.
Our system is not above the presidency. They're not above the executive branch. They're co-equal branches. And we've got an election coming up, and that's really what this is about.
Now, it has been reported that Leader McConnell has already got the votes to pass this resolution. The text of which we did not see until last night and which has been changed even moments ago. And they say that Leader McConnell is a very good vote counter. Nonetheless, I hope that he's wrong.
Brutus is an honorable man.
And not just because I think this process, the process contemplated by this resolution, is backwards and designed with the result in mind, and that the result is not a fair trial. I hope that he's wrong because whatever senators may have said or pledged or committed has been superseded by an event of constitutional dimension.
I just can't listen to this guy about a fair trial after what we saw happen in the House. Are you kidding me? How hypocritical can these people be? How much can they lie? Well, we'll find out. We've got more of this coming up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. We have the process in the Senate has now begun, and we have Adam Schiff going over the things that he says that prove that President Trump is guilty. But, you know, Ted Cruz said this week is going to be the first time in a year that the president has had the opportunity to defend himself, to lay out the facts, to actually have witnesses and so forth, if he wants them. Now, he said the trial could last 1 to 2 weeks. It lasted, as I pointed out, with Bill Clinton, it lasted 3 weeks, and that was with them calling a limited number of witnesses. But Ted Cruz warns that if they open this up for more witnesses, because, you know, they didn't actually have anybody that witnessed anything in the first trial, and so they're now trying to extend this and bring in other things. And, of course, President Trump has talked about having an opportunity to defend himself. So if they do that, it could extend to 6 to 8 weeks or longer, said Ted Cruz. And he said the Democrats are also terrified about having a witness like Hunter Biden because they don't want you to hear evidence about actual corruption. So with that in mind, let's go back and join the process that is happening in the Senate now as we have Adam Schiff still talking. Here's Adam Schiff.
Evidence has continued to come to light as the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office has determined that the hold on military to Ukraine was illegal and broke the law. As John Bolton has offered to testify in the trial, evidence that clarifies Mr. Giuliani's activities on behalf of the president and corroborates Ambassador Sondland's testimony that everyone was in the loop. As documents released under the Freedom of Information Act have documented the alarm at the Department of Defense while the president illegally withheld military support for Ukraine, an ally at war with Russia, without explanation. As a senior Office of Management and Budget official, Michael Duffy instructed Defense Department officials on July 25th, 90 minutes after President Trump spoke by phone with President Zelensky, the Defense Department should pause all obligation of Ukraine military assistance under its purview. 90 minutes after that call. Duffy added, quote,
the Ukrainian president had told him they have a lot of corruption. He said, yeah, we've got to drain our swamp here.
I appreciate your keeping that
just
information.
Send them
close
the money.
Help.
Fill up the swamp with cash.
Those who
That's
need
what we do
to
in Washington
to execute the direction. Although the evidence is already more than sufficient to convict, there is simply no rational basis for the Senate to deprive itself of all relevant information in making such a hugely consequential judgment.
Well, if you've got more than enough to convict, you don't need to drag this on, unless you're doing this for political purposes.
The president now attempts to contest the facts, albeit in false and misleading ways. But the president should not have it both ways. He should not be permitted to claim that the facts uncovered by the House are wrong, while also concealing mountains of evidence that bear precisely on those facts. If this body seeks impartial justice, it should ensure that subpoenas are issued and that they are issued now, before the Senate begins extended proceedings based on a record that every person in this room and every American watching at home knows does not include documents and witness testimony. It should, because the president would not allow it to be so. Complying with these subpoenas would not impose a burden. The subpoenas cover narrowly tailored and targeted documents and witnesses that the president has concealed.
Well, then why wouldn't he allow the president
to
call witnesses?
The White House.
Was that a burden?
The State Department, the Office of Management and Budget, the Department of Defense. These agencies already should have collected and at least preserved these documents in response to House subpoenas. Indeed, in some cases, agencies have already produced documents in FOIA lawsuits, albeit in heavily redacted form. And witnesses with direct knowledge or involvement should be heard. That includes the president.
Because they haven't been heard in the House process. Nobody
is former national
they called actually saw anything.
Who has publicly offered to testify. Two senior officials integral to implementing the president's freeze on Ukraine's military aid also have very relevant testimony. Why not hear it? Robert Blair, who serves as Mulvaney's senior advisor, Michael Duffy, a senior official at OMB, and other witnesses with direct knowledge that we reserve the right to call later, but these witnesses with whom we wish to begin the trial. Last month, President Trump made clear that he supported having senior officials testify before the Senate during his trial, declaring that he would love to have Secretary Pompeo, Mr. Mulvaney, now former Secretary Perry, and, quote, many other people testify in the Senate trial.
You know, the old saying that a grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. Now we have seen that a politicized partisan process can indict any president without any evidence. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with Adam Schiff. He's having to take some water because I think he's got some lies that got stuck in his throat. He's having to wash them.
Available, including Mr. Mulvaney and Secretary
Perry. All right, he's got his voice back now. He's lying again. Let's join him.
But now the president is changing his tune. The bluster of wanting these witnesses to testify is over. Notwithstanding the fact that he has never asserted a claim of privilege during the course of the House impeachment proceedings, he threatens to invoke one now in a last-ditch effort to keep the rest of the truth from coming out. The president sends his lawyers here to breathlessly claim that these witnesses or others cannot possibly testify because it involves national security. Never mind that it was the president's actions in withholding military aid from an ally at war that threatened our national security in the first place.
But you claimed that it was national security that we not hear the name Eric Chiramella, Eric CIA Ramella. We couldn't know his name, even though he hadn't witnessed anything, even though he was the one who filed the complaint based on hearsay evidence that began this whole process. That was national security.
To this, we must endanger national security to protect national security. We must make a president's conduct threatening our security beyond the reach of impeachment power if we are to save the presidency. This is dangerous nonsense. As justices of the Supreme Court have underscored, the Constitution is not a suicide pact.
But showering money on corrupt bureaucrats in the Ukraine does not make us more secure. I mean, can somebody say that? Can we stop this insanity of foreign policy that's been going on bipartisan?
A document which the president has refused to turn over, in which his top diplomat in Ukraine says to two other appointees of the president, as I said on the phone, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. The administration refuses to turn over that document and so many more. We only know about its existence. We have only seen its contents because it was turned over by a cooperating witness. This is what the president would hide from you and from the American people. In the name of national security, he would hide graphic evidence of his dangerous misconduct. The only question is, and it is the question raised by this resolution, will you let him? Last year, President Trump said that Article 2 of the Constitution will allow him to do anything he wanted. And evidently believing that Article 2 empowered him to denigrate and defy a co-equal branch of government, he also declared that he will fight all subpoenas. Let's hear the president's own words.
Isn't the House denigrating and defying a co-equal branch of government?
Then I have an Article 2 where I have the right to do whatever I want as president.
But we're fighting all the subpoenas.
Trudeau has pledged to obstruct Congress when President Trump faced an impeachment inquiry.
Clearly that's out of context because, unfortunately, the president has bowed to the myth of judicial supremacy far too often, as all these presidents, Democrat and Republican, have. So that doesn't mean that he has power to do everything. It means that he has the power to do what he did.
The same counsel that stood before you a moment ago to defend the president's misconduct. He then affirmed it again at a rally on October 10. Following President Trump's categorical order, we never received key documents and communications. It is important to note in refusing to respond to Congress, the president did not make any formal claim of privilege ever. Instead, Mr. Cipollone's letter stated, in effect, that the president would withhold all evidence in the executive branch unless the House surrendered to demands that would effectively place President Trump in charge of the inquiry into his own misconduct. Needless to say, that was a non-starter and designed to be so. The president was determined to obstruct Congress no matter what we did. And his conduct since, his attacks on the impeachment inquiry, his attacks on witnesses, have affirmed that the president never had any intention to cooperate under any circumstance. And why?
All right, that's because Adam Schiff. Amazing that this is the guy who tells us that it's going to violate national security to expose Eric CIA Ramella. Yes, it would violate what they're trying to do, show where this fiction is coming from. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.